Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to Millennial Mom Chatter,
your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk.
So, we started this podcast because we have crazy conversations all day via audio messages and phone calls while we cook, clean, do all of the things. So we just thought that it'd be fun to share these conversations that we have with each other. And I'm sure Jackie can attest that I always have the what ifs.
Yeah, I mean, we can go on forever with all of our what-if scenarios.
Like, yeah, like, what if this happened? What would you do? So we just figured it'd be fun outlet for us and for other moms to listen to just, like, funny mom chatter. So that's kind of how we started. And we're very nervous, and this is not our norm. So bear with us, and welcome.
Yeah, absolutely right, Heather. I just feel like doing something like this with a friend is just a lot of fun. So I'm glad we get to, like, go down this journey together. But to get started, I guess I may as well introduce myself, because no one knows who we are. So
no.
To take you guys back a little bit about our history, I'm a military brat. So basically moved around my whole life and then eventually decided to join the military myself. So never really had roots, a lot of, like, quick friendships, you know, put in the work to maintain some of the friendships. And then as I ventured into my adult life, I eventually met Tony, and he's in the military as well. And so we chose to get married, and I decided to get out of the Navy so we could have a bit of normalcy, because we knew that we would eventually want to start a family. And we kind of bebopped all over the place, as military families do. And then we had kids, and that brought me to my mom chapter as a millennial, and just been kind of living the stay-at-home mom life these past few years. But it's been quite the journey. And then it's always so fantastic to have friends like Heather, who you'll get to meet here in a second. Like, just to have that, like, people like that in your life as a military spouse. So that's just little bit about me. So,
okay, well, I'm Heather, and I grew up very, you know, quote unquote, normal. I remained here in Miami my whole life, and I was going to be a firefighter, and I had finished paramedic school, and I had met my husband, who we were not together at the time, but we were actually in completely different relationships. But we built a friendship, and then we ended up getting out of those relationships, and we ended up quickly just determining that we were each other's person. And so we decided we want to get married and start a family, and it was going to be, like, way too hard for both of us to be in the firefighter field. So he had already been on 7 years. So I ended up saying, like, too bad, I guess it's not for me, because we just didn't have, like, a family setup to, like, both of us to be gone 24 hours, or we would just never see each other. So we ended up getting married. I got married at the ripe age of 19 years old. And we had 3 beautiful children, pretty much back to back. They're exactly 2 years apart. And yeah, I ended up going to nursing school when I was pregnant with my second son, just as, like, kind of like a backup in case, like, whatever, we decided that I go back to work, or, you know, we needed money or whatever it was. It was just a backup plan that I could go and further that route. So yeah. I think that's it. I've been married. We're actually got married the same year.
Oh, that's true. That's a tidbit, bonus fact about us.
So this is our 12th year for both of us that we've been married, and 2 of our kids are exactly the same age. And she only has 2 kids, so you can't match my third.
But. Yeah, I didn't try quick enough to, like, get that first one.
You mean you just started at 20?
Yeah. I should have tried faster. Like, we should have had that be our plan, but
yeah. So my two youngest are her kids' age.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of, I'll let her talk about it because she kind of started it, but that's how we became friends, is because our 2 kids are in the same grade.
Yeah. So it's actually so funny that, you know, we didn't know each other at all. Our youngest and our well, my second and her middle child were actually all in like the same grades, and some were in the same classes together. And so just with like school pickup, just like kind of these casual encounters that we have to pick up our littles, we slowly began to say hi to each other in passing, mm-hmm. you know, nothing at all of like any seriousness. But then it escalated to chaperoning field trips together. And so then you get to know the other parents and you're forced to like engage with these people
yeah,
and exchange forced phone numbers. Yeah. Let's exchange phone numbers. Okay. Like, and then from that point we started organizing play dates. And with play dates became more play dates and more get togethers and more, you know, class parties and all the things. And so we actually got to like get to know each other as individuals and not just as the parents of these yeah. these little gremlins. So it just turned into, wow, we actually like these people. Like they're not weirdos.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think so before we ever talked, I would see you like walk in school, and I had been at the school for, it was last year, whatever, I mean, however years. Long. I had been at the school like 7 years.
Yeah.
And so I saw her and I was like, I don't recognize her, but our school has a lot of military family, so it's not anything new, but I could tell she probably was military because we are in Miami and a majority of people are Hispanic. And I saw her and I was like, who's this tall blonde? Like she always looks cute dressed. Her kids are adorable. Like her boys are handsome. Like I'm like, who's this? So I always saw her from afar. And then when we ended up doing the play date, I don't know. It was like God's plan because he made a perfect little like play date. We literally went outside and ate and our kids played inside and no lie. I mean, I don't think we heard them for 3 or 4 hours.
No, we were definitely meant to be friends because that was like the play date of all play dates.
Yeah.
Like, it couldn't have gone any better.
No.
No one came and asked us for anything.
No. No one fought.
Like, we had adult chat. Yeah. Without any interruption. Like, yeah. You can't ask for anything better than that.
No, yeah. We literally had charcuterie and we had a glass of wine and no one, like, not one kid spoke to us for hours.
And our husbands got to chat as well, which was fantastic yeah. because that's not typical. Usually it's the moms who have to create these, like, adult mom relationships, like, with playdates yes. and all the annoying stuff, yeah. like chaperoning kids' parties. So it was really cool that our husbands, coming from completely different backgrounds, had that ability to connect as well and, like, create kind of a foundation for our friendship so that moving forward, playdates wouldn't be annoying. Like, it yeah. could be something where we would all enjoy hanging out together. So I think that was, like, really awesome, too, that we could just, like, jump right into that. Like,
yeah. Yeah. From that moment, our friendship just was, like...
Yeah, it skyrocketed for sure. And like, that's the thing too, like I think other military families could relate is, mm-hmm. you know, I don't have time for one. We're not going to be stationed in one spot for a really long time.
Yeah.
And then I don't have those people around me. I don't have family that I can count on. So if I see someone that's like, you know, hey, we're getting along really well, like we're connecting on a lot of values and like our backgrounds, you know, just a lot of stuff is like meshing well with kids, husbands, relationships, God, everything, then why would I not pour into this person and yeah. hope that this could be something of value? So it was like sure. important. And I feel like we both were really intentional with that friendship, like pouring yeah. into it. So I think that it does help a lot. Like, and we had definitely skyrocketed to like a very quick, like deep friendship.
Yeah. And I think both of us, we both like hit the ground running. And I think we both felt like, oh my God, maybe I'm being too much.
Yeah. Like, come like, on, I'm like, did I say too much? Like, surely she thinks I'm a weirdo and she's never going to text me ever again.
Yeah. Like, we both felt like maybe we're being too much for yeah. the other. And yeah. it wasn't at all. Uh-uh. Like, neither one of us felt that way. And a big event happened in their life. And I felt, again, I was at another point in my life where I was like, maybe I should not say this. Maybe this is too much. So I was like, well, if you and Tony need to fly out, like I can stay with the boys. And I was already like, ooh, like maybe I'm really putting myself out
no,
there.
No, and absolutely. It was one of those things like, cause we kind of had a family emergency take place and Heather just kind of stepped up. And it was one of those things where I didn't ask for it. It wasn't even a plan that we had initiated yet between Tony and I. And it was just something where she, you know, it's in your also your loving personality too, to kind of yeah. be that person that's like, hey, how can I help? So you weren't yeah. going to like not do anything. Like you weren't no. going to sit back with your arms crossed and watch me like freak out. So that was like your personality. Plus I feel like we already had kind of that, you know, connection growing. So I felt yeah. like it felt very comfortable. It didn't even feel weird. like, hey, I'll watch your kids. Oh, have you never watched my kids before?
Like, can I? I'll watch your kids for a whole week. Just yeah, leave.
Is this bad? Like, are we bad people? Like, can we trust them? Like,
no,
it was just so like we had already said, we jumped right into it, and it just felt like that connection was already there. So
yeah. And then I ended up watching her children.
Yeah. And I feel so bad for you and Alvaro because we left you with all of the things. This is actually during an Easter like weekend of fun. So at the school, they dyed. You probably remember this. I mean, sure, Alvaro remembers it.
Oh, yeah. It was like Alvaro says he's scarred from this.
I mean, it's probably ingrained in his nostrils. Like, that's going to be a smell he'll remember for the rest of his life. But basically, I don't know whose idea this was to, like, have preschoolers color real eggs. So not just, like, fiddle around with some plastic eggs, but bring these hard-boiled eggs to school, dye them, and then send them on their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a Ziploc bag, shove it in their backpack, and send them on their way home. So no note or anything, no reminder like, hey, by the way, watch out for your kid's backpack today because they'll be coming home with hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. So Dylan, you know, my youngest, hopped in their car, smashed these eggs, and so those smashed eggs were sitting in his backpack for days.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how long, but we got in the car, and I was like, what is that smell? And he was like, I don't know. Like, do you think, like, did he poop his pants? Like, what's the
surely
smell?
Surely it's an accident.
Like, yeah, like, nothing else. Something went on. And we couldn't figure it out. And so we even, like, we were smelling him because we're not thinking the backpack, right? So, like, we finally get home. And it's so funny because kids will be kids. Like, literally the whole car, I mean, smell awful. Like, awful. And so we finally get home, and the kids, not one kid is like, what's that smell? Like, no one, even batted an eye. And so we get home, and we're like, I'm like smelling him, like literally, like, and I can't smell anything. And I'm like, babe, it's not him. Like, I don't, and he's like, what the heck? So we're starting to smell all the kids, like, and so finally, like, we, how our kitchen set up, we kind of just like go and hang all of the kids' backpacks on the like cabinets. And all of a sudden, I was like, it's in the kitchen. So we're like sniffing everywhere. And we found the source. It was in the front pocket of Dylan's backpack. And they had been there for like a week. Like, I don't even know how long. But they had been there a while. And it was the most rotten smelling thing ever.
Yeah. And so I tried if you're a preschool teacher, try not to do hard-boiled eggs. You know, that's maybe not the best activity. Unless you're going to send notes and let the parents know that these eggs are in their backpacks.
Like, with my kids' teachers, they sent them in the lunchbox.
Oh, that's smart. Okay, so that's my teacher. She dropped the ball for us here.
So our youngest are in the same grade in class, but they were not in the same classroom. There was two grades at our school, and they happened to be in separate ones. They played all the time together, but so we had different experiences on teachers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she was a great teacher, but she just forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
Because you don't open that front pocket.
No. Yeah. No way. That's just a decorative pouch.
So needless to say, I washed that backpack like, I think, no lie, like 5 times. And like, you could still smell it. And
Oh, it was trashed. It's gone.
Yeah.
That backpack doesn't exist anymore.
I told you, I'm like, I tried so hard to get the smell out.
I give you props for even trying.
Yeah. I just didn't want to like, I actually don't know what did we do? What did we send him to school in? Or was it like a weekend?
Over? Yeah, it might have already been done because I don't remember there being like a problem. Like,
I did wash it and I sent him to school with a backpack.
Okay.
But was baffling to me is that how did the teacher not find out?
Yes, because the backpacks go in their little cubbies in the classrooms. Well, so, those classrooms are pretty small.
Yeah,
she had to have smelled that.
She probably thought it was a kid and didn't know where. Gross, same thing, didn't know where it was coming from. Yeah. So anyways, that was a funny story. That was how we really, I feel like our relationship really took off was when I watched the kids.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we entrusted you like, it was really just one of those things. Like, it takes a village to raise kids nowadays.
Yeah.
You guys were our village, like 100%.
That's sweet. Yeah. Ever since then we have vacationed together and multiple times actually.
Yeah.
All the things I've gone to, sadly, in this time, they have moved again.
So we're not down the street from each other. Our kids aren't in school anymore. So that it is sad because that's part of the life too, is like our kids have actually like learned to love each other as well. Mm-hmm. And they do get along, which is also so fantastic for our adult friendship, is that then the kids like each other too. So it's been sad. But we've been, thanks to technology, they've been able to keep in touch. And then the same thing, we've been very intentional with our friendship that we've been like allowing, you know, ourselves to schedule future vacations and trips so that this, you know, the kids can even have that too. So it's beautiful. Like,
we've, what have we done? You moved in June of last year.
And then you guys came to visit us. So you guys came up to North Carolina in, road tripping.
Was it at the end of July? I mean, June? It was sometime in July, maybe.
Yeah.
And
it was hot. It was.
I was like, hi, so you've only been here a month and I'm already
we
here
still
again.
Boxes. I'm like, don't mind the boxes, but absolutely come and visit.
I'm already here. Hi. Yeah. And then we did in August.
So the kids had just started school and then we had a little joint trip to Universal Studios for the kids. Yeah. That was so fun. I feel
and like then they had a blast. You came down for Christmas.
Yes.
We celebrated
Christmas.
So we spent Christmas
together. I mean, how much more of a deep friendship can you have, like celebrating holidays together?
Yeah, and you came and she has pretty much met every single person in my life that is important or has value and has now become friends with them. And we are just like one little like family.
Yeah, it's nice that we're I've been able to meet a lot of your family. Yeah. Like we're pretty intertwined now. So it's kind of cool that
we are.
Oh, this is what's going on with my family and I'm like, I know who that is. Like
It's been we've honestly done really good about seeing each other.
Yeah.
Because then she came again in February, right?
A girls' weekend, yep.
And then she's coming for not the whole summer, but a lot of the summer.
We're going to take a trip down there and see you guys and that's going to be so fun.
Oh yeah.
Boys are looking forward to that.
Yeah. So. She's going to at least be here a month and we're going to do all the things. We're going on vacation on a cruise. A little tidbit about us is we love cruising, both of us.
And we didn't, and that's so funny too, because that comes back to kind of how we met too.
Yeah.
Because I remember just in passing, you know, you chat with the other parents and it's like, hey, what are you guys doing for winter break? And Alvaro had mentioned like, hey, we're going on a cruise. And I'm like, cruise? We love cruising. What cruise line do you guys love? And we both are like, Loyal for Royal, like, you know, and so it was like, what ship? Like, tell me more, you know, and then he's like, oh, you'll have to catch up with my wife if you want to see the pictures. And I'm just like, I've not had a chat with Heather yet.
You're like,
I'm not formally gonna ask her.
I'm not gonna ask your wife, just like, can I see like your pictures from your vacation?
Because at the time you were working a lot too, so you weren't at, you know, pickups and drop-offs as frequently as like Alvaro had been at that time. So it was like, I've not formally met her yet. I don't want to just randomly go up to her and ask her to go see her Royal Caribbean cruise pictures.
And I had seen you and I just, I'm one of those people like, how do you, other than saying hi, unless the other person maybe like chooses to like continue the conversation. I'm an extrovert introvert. So like, I'm like, I'll play with the, like, if they have more conversation then I will converse and keep the conversation going.
Yeah, but we never had a chance to actually chat, though, because it was always in passing to go pick up the littles.
Yeah.
And then it we never really realized that our Jax and Liam were in the same class, I don't think. Like, it was still just periodically, like, passing. And there wasn't, like, something to be like, hey, I like your shoes. Like, there was nothing to talk about. Like, we were just like, go.
No, and run. I always thought you were shy because Jackie's tall. And so she
You can't tell like, from the podcast though.
She's so very
this
tall.
This is my safe space.
And I just like she likes to like subconsciously make herself little. And so I always saw you walking around like
And I wasn't at all stopping to like chat with people. Like I
Yeah,
wasn't
so
just, like,
I just felt like you were just shy. So I kind of just didn't pursue it. I was like, oh, she always looks like she's such a cute mom and her kids are cute and all that stuff. But I never pursued it because I felt like you just seemed shy.
Yeah.
And obviously now I know you're not, but that's just how you presented to me.
Yes.
And so I kind of was just like, hi. And then good morning.
And that was it. Yeah. And that and was then, definitely like how I walked around though. Like I wasn't just like bebopping around to everybody. So that's very
normal. We're working on that with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, stand up straight. Like, own your height. It's beautiful. Like, I wish
definitely
I had height on me.
Thing. I don't know. tall people, you got to let us know. I don't know if you guys are subconsciously trying to make yourselves shorter like I am, but it's a problem I'm battling. But Taylor Swift does it too. So
I was going to say, okay. I find that most tall people do.
Yeah.
At least I think. I mean, from what I've noticed, most tall people subconsciously kind of, especially, I wouldn't say so much guys, but girls subconsciously do like a.
Because guys can feel proud about it. Girls are like, what a tree. What a freak. Like,
yeah. Something. Mine, I don't make myself shorter looking. I just have terrible posture. As you can probably see here, I'm just like.
But you can tell. You can't.
Yeah. I'm pretending like, let's stand up straight. But yeah, that's how we met and continued our relationship. And now our husbands can't shut us up.
No. They're like, you're still talking to her? Like, didn't you just talk to her this morning? Like,
yeah. I stay home now with my kids because, I mean, they're at school, but the job I had before kind of just like fell through and naturally, and it just, we are at a point in our life that just, it's not ideal for me to have a job with my husband's schedule since he's gone for 24 hours. So I stay home and I do all the things and keep the house together. And so we just entertain ourselves in that process. I mean, yeah. There'll be the occasional like 4-hour conversation.
But you know how much work we've gotten done these 4 hours?
We do.
All the laundry, all the dishes, all the bathrooms. The house is completely tidied up. So our husbands complain. They're very grateful.
We entertain ourselves doing it because like she'll come in my closet, she'll go in the laundry room. Like it's weird, literally those people on the reels that are like listening to the podcast. Like,
what'd she say? Okay. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because I feel like we actually get more done when we talk to each other because we are not thinking about what we're doing and how miserable it feels.
No, because if I was not talking to you on the phone, I'd probably just plop down on the couch and like watch some like trash TV.
Yeah.
So I feel like when we're talking, I'm not watching TV. So therefore I'm going to get all the laundry done. I'm going to be super productive and get all my chores done. So I feel like it works out perfectly for us in this chapter of our lives.
No, I agree. And Jack would be like, what are you doing right now? Like, what's that noise? Because I always have the voice isolation on. So like only like tidbits of noise come through. I'm like, oh, I'm washing the dishes. So we're always getting very productive. Our husbands cannot be upset.
No. And I don't think I've ever heard them complain. So, because they know
like
it's good for us and they know we're getting stuff. We're not slacking on our mom wife duties. No. We're fine.
So. No, but we also respect each other's time with our husbands too. Mm-hmm. Like when our husbands are working, we.
Fair game.
Yeah. Fair game.
Call me whenever.
Fair game. And, but then like when Tony would get home, so mine's on 24 hours. So like if he's not home, he's not home till the next day. So I could technically talk like at night or whatever, but whenever Tony would get home from the afternoon, I would just be like, okay, bye immediately. Yeah. Like, I'm like,
we haven't been talking all day. Yeah. And then I know when Alvaro gets off shift, like, okay, this is their morning coffee time. I'm not going to quite call her yet.
Like, yeah. Yeah. We've really learned like each other's schedule pretty much like to the T.
Yeah. It's perfect.
This morning we chatted for a little bit and I called her. We like to call each other after drop off. That's kind of like the go-to.
Yeah.
And I know that she does her weight training class on Tuesdays. So I called her and I was like, okay, well go enjoy your class. And she's like, it's so funny. You know my schedule cause I'm walking in right now. And I'm like, I know.
But it works out perfectly. Cause then we can literally pick up right where we left off. So we're not skipping a beat at all, but we can still be like available to our husbands and our kiddos. So
yeah,
our friendship works out perfectly.
No, it really does. It really does. And so now we're just recording. And if nothing comes of this, then we have all the memories of all the like chats we've had and what we thought about and has our perspectives changed on those topics.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But I do imagine this has got to be relatable for just a lot of millennial moms nowadays. Like there's just so much to like unpack that's different than what our moms went through or even what our children might go through.
Yeah.
So hopefully people feel like they can listen and feel like they're connected to us in some way that like, hey, Heather and Jackie are my friends too. Like I've got some little booger eaters. Like I get annoyed by them too. Like I want a girl I can chat with while I'm doing my laundry. Like,
no,
so hopefully
for
they
sure.
can have that from listening to us.
For sure. And I want to like make note that this is not going to be about children all the time.
Oh no.
Like we love our children. Like we love them to pieces. Like I had three, like I obviously liked them, you know, But we also like our alone and our adult time. And so this space, just because it's Millennial Mom Chatter, is this space is for that of Millennial Moms, I feel like, because I feel like our generation, we'll chat more about this in another podcast, but I feel like our generation has really made the balance between mom life and like our own life. And our parents very much like dove into like everything's about the kids. They didn't go on date nights. They didn't like do all these things to have their separate time from their kids. And I feel like we have balanced that, like we are moms and we are good moms, but we also know that there's that we need to go on date nights and we need to do these things.
And we prioritize ourselves as individuals and our partners.
Yes.
So I find that that makes us a little different too, because even in our friendship, I feel like we, that's why we're just letting our listeners know that like, we're not just going to be talking about the kids the whole time. Like it's not a parenting podcast.
No.
Because like, we're going to have our fun, like mommy moment stories, but it's going to be like, you know, we are people first, like we are women first before we are moms. So it's like, it's always kind of nice to come back to like the root of who we are. And then we can kind of like grow from there. Like,
for sure. So if you're wanting a parenting podcast,
go find somewhere else.
This is not for you.
We got no tips for you.
No. So I think one of the cool segments that we kind of want to do, it's not going to be long, but it's just going to be at the towards the end of every podcast, will be hot takes.
Yeah. So we'd love to just like dive in and get some of those like controversial topics. Like let's get into the weeds and like hash it out. Like let's see what's going on. Like,
and of course, for now, it's just going to be us doing the hot take because, you know, we don't have a ton of listeners. We're just starting this. But as we build our following and more people listening, we really want to include you guys in the hot takes. So we will do polls and we'll also have you send us hot takes
for definitely us, like, let us
for our
know,
opinion.
Yeah, what you guys think.
Yeah. So
make it more fun.
I'm going to start with your hot take. What is your hot take today?
So this is definitely like millennial related because we're going to be dabbling into some fashion here. The thing that I find very cringeworthy, and that might even be cringe that I'm saying cringe as such an old lady, but barrel jeans. Like I refuse. Like I don't know if people are really jumping on it or if this is just something where they see it and they're like, okay, I'm going to participate, or if they truly like it. So what do you think? Barrel jeans, yay or nay?
No, 100% nay. Like I just straight to the trash.
Straight in the trash.
No, straight to the trash. I would never be caught dead in those. I am, there are a, Jackie will say that I'm trendy.
Yes, I think you are.
Sometimes, but I'm really not. I am not, I am the like t-shirt, bodysuit, black jeans. That's about it. Like I am very.
But that's such a look though. Like. You see that now. Everyone's wearing like the cute jeans, the cute shorts, a nice basic tee. That's
But that's because that's in style right now. When it goes out of style, I will still be here. So I don't find myself to be trendy. So I don't follow the trends to begin with. But barrel jeans, just no.
And I absolutely honestly, not. It's one of those things too. I don't know if it's really flat. This may be mean.
It is not flattering, really flattering on one on anyone. Body type.
No.
No.
Like, who is that for? I definitely know men don't like it. If they don't like our baggy jeans because they can't see our bottoms, there's no way they're supporting barrel jeans.
It makes you look like you have, like, bow-like.
Yeah, it does look like. They look like, I mean, they are literally cowboy pants, but for, or, like, rodeo man pants, like, to, like, have, like, the space to, like, that's what that looks like to me. And I'm just like, what? Like, for what? What do we need that for? Like, where are we going with those pants?
No, I, there's just no way that anybody likes them. So.
Okay, so hot take
on barrel jeans. Have trash. To go. Trash.
Bye.
Bye. They are terrible. I mean, I really just don't see any place for them.
No.
No. Trash. I like that hot
so
take.
So if I see you wearing barrel jeans, I know just to like, trash, what are you doing? Poser. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Who's taking your brain? Who's abducted you? Like,
I just... Yeah, no, they gotta go. They have to go. So my hot take is that all of these Gen Zer crew socks, like the little not ankle socks. What do you call them? Crew?
Crew socks are the ones that go up higher.
Okay, the crew socks gotta go too. Like I'm not into them. I don't like. There's some people that can kind of pull them off, but I saw like this whatever poll or whatever or reel. And they were saying how you can literally go to a gym and you can see who a millennial is and who a Gen Zer is based on their sock length. Yeah. And we worked so hard for those ankle socks.
Yeah, we want our socks to not be visible. If your socks were visible, like, you did something wrong. Like,
well, we worked so hard to get out of those with our parents. Yeah. Like, we would be like, no, please, we need the ankle socks. And like,
we would roll down our socks. We would take our crew socks and like roll them back down our feet so that our socks wouldn't be visible.
Like, okay, or I'm sure you had to do this because I feel like I did this and so many other people did this. Did you take your sock and pull it and put it under?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. All of the things. Yeah, we were walking around real uncomfortable.
No, we were. shoving the socks. Thick platform sock into the Converse. Yeah.
Oh, no, not in a Converse. No way. Like, awful.
So, it's like, yeah, we worked so hard to, like, really push the ankle sock. And now they're considered, like, we're old people for doing
that. I know, but it's kind of crazy, though, because now you see these like clips, like, because I've seen some of those reels as well on Instagram, and it honestly just reminds me of a boomer dad with their New Balance tennis shoes and the
high crew like socks. A nerd.
So I'm like, how are we saying that that's like the on-trend thing? Because now we're either ankle socks old or boomer crew socks old. Like, there's a really small chunk of crew sock that like is cool. Like,
yeah, I'm curious to see. Will the next generation post? What's generation after Gen Z?
I don't know.
Is it Gen Alpha?
Yeah.
Gen Alpha, right? Okay, so is Gen Alpha going to go switch back to the ankle sock?
Yeah, hiding the visibility of any sock. I hope so, because I'm here. Well, what am I going to do, throw away all my socks?
So my son's 11, and he's going to the sixth grade. And he told me that crew socks are for nerds.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I have seen people in his class wear the sneaker with the basketball short and the like crew socks. And it's like the on-trend thing. So I think that it could switch, maybe.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to think of like school pickup. Like when I see like the middle schoolers and the high schoolers, I think they are wearing the crew socks because that's what they're seeing on social media.
Yes, but they're part of the Gen Z.
Exactly. So then I'm curious to see like how much it's going to trickle down. And I don't know if it's going to stick. I just don't think that they think it's
practical. I just think everything cycles, right? Like, we grew up, it took us forever. I think I finally got past the not wearing skinny jeans. I think I'm finally getting there.
Still owe mine. I refuse to throw them away.
No, I surely still owe mine too. Yeah. And I still wear them, but I think I'm starting to see them. And I, when I wear them, I'm not so hot about it.
Yeah, same. Like, fine, let me put on my baggy jeans because this is the trend right now.
Well, because I'm trying to, like, when I put the skinny jeans on, I'm just like, now you feel like you really stand out. And I'm starting to feel like, what do I wear with this now? Like, do I wear a flip-flop? Because we're in Miami.
No, you wear your ballet flats.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The ballet flats. I cannot with those. I used to have a black suede pair the inside was, like, leopard print.
Oh, that's cute. You probably wore that everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Casual, dress up, night out on the town with the girls. Like.
Yeah, and it was funny because I happened to leave them, my ex before my husband now, I left him at his house, and he really didn't want me to break up with him. So, you know, he wanted to stay together. And so he wanted to do anything to see me again. And so I didn't care to have my ballet flats back. Like, it was kind of like, it was on the near end of like, those were gone, right?
Yeah. And surely I can just buy new ones. Like,
yeah, I didn't need them. It was the leopard print ones too. And so he brought me back. He was like, are you home? And I'm like, no, but I'll be home soon. And he's like, okay, I'm going to meet you at your house and I'm going to give you what you left at my house. And I'm like, I'm thinking like, I never lived with him. I never stayed the night. So in my head, I'm like, what could he have? Like, I mean, I was also young still. Yeah. I mean, I got married at 19. So when I dated him, I was 17. So it's not like I spent the night at his house. And so he brought me, no lie, a Publix bag with one of my ballet flats.
Oh.
And so a hairbrush.
A hairbrush. Was the hairbrush even yours?
Yes.
It was. Okay. At least
I was like, I didn't need this. Like, this is unnecessary.
Did you have an explanation for the shoe?
Or he's like, that's the only shoe I found.
What?
And I'm just like, but why did you bring this to me? It was just purely a, like,
Because he wanted to see you.
Yeah, it was an excuse to see me, but I'm just like, so I literally took the bag and I trashed it, like, right in front of him. I don't need this. Like, thank you, bye.
Dang. One ballet.
So, yeah, the ballet flats.
That's fine.
I mean, that, the ballet flats did go with the skinny jeans.
No, they honestly went with everything. Skirts, shorts. I mean, maybe not so much shorts, but, like, definitely skirts, dresses, and skinny jeans. Because remember, we were the business casual generation. Like, we wanted to be able to go out from office to club, like, all in the same, like, not even
with the pumps
and change.
With the pumps or the flats.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were cute. So, that's fine. But that should stay in the past.
We should literally drop a photo of your Vegas picture.
Oh, my God. My peplum top. Like,
she has
peplum ruffles with the iconic staple. What is it? What's that necklace called? A statement necklace.
Oh, the statement necklace.
Really gaudy and chunky.
We should drop an OG Vegas hitting the club picture.
Yeah, all the
right below.
Yeah, we'll find some goodies for you guys.
Yeah, it's fine. I did the same thing. Don't worry. And it was like Charlotte Russe was the store. Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for business casual.
I mean, that's have to be around? Office ready at all times. Charlotte Russe? I don't know. Maybe. Is it at the Cutler Bay Mall still?
I'm not sure, actually.
We'll have to find out.
We're going to have to find. We went from limited to then, like, I don't know. Alvaro told me his ex used to shop all the time at what's the cheap store everyone shops at?
Forever 21?
Forever 21. Yeah, I have never shopped at Forever 21, so
that
I'm not sure.
For my business casual going out. That was the place for the peplum tops.
So did you do the transition from Limited 2 to Forever 21 to Charlotte Russe, or did you do the Limited 2 to Charlotte Russe? I was a Limited 2 to Charlotte Russe girl.
Okay. So I didn't spend a lot of time in Limited 2. I was more of like an Aeropostale girly. Like with
but what about when you were younger?
Limited 2, I don't know if it was as cool when I was like younger. I don't know. I just, I don't remember seeing it. Like, until I was a little bit older. Like, it was like Old Navy.
You know what, though? Where were you when you were little?
All over the place. Where was
Yeah, but like, not where Limited 2 is.
Yeah, so probably. So, middle school?
No, elementary.
Elementary school, yeah. I mean, I lived overseas and then also like Hawaii. So, I don't know if places like that had a Limited 2.
You were in Dubai?
No, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, so they probably did not have a Limited because kids were not dressing like that.
How was that?
It was, I mean, I had fun as a kid because I didn't know any better. Like, you know, you're living in the desert. Like, you know, instead of, like, we had just different wild creatures, like big iguana type lizards and stuff like that. But it was just desert lifestyle. So you kind of got used to that. And then also security checks to drive around everywhere because you were an American in a country that's kind of iffy at the time. So,
yeah.
But it was fine because I was a
kid. You went to American school?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they had an international private school for people who could speak English. So.
Okay. So you weren't really like, you were around Americans most of the time?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't like a huge culture shock.
And I wouldn't have known a difference anyways, I don't think, because I was still so young. Like elementary school, I feel like you just kind of were like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you'd have to go to American school because you wouldn't understand the language. Like, you probably wouldn't be able to, like, really engulf yourself in their schools and playgrounds. And
even just the culturally with the way that they dress and then prayer and just eating. Everything is very cultural, too, like a lot of different countries. So we wouldn't have been able to, like, I don't even think they would have accepted us.
Yeah.
Not that it's any problem to them. It's just we're different. So and it's fine. It worked out.
For sure.
So no Limited 2 for me.
What a shame. I'm deprived. You really missed out.
I know. I did miss out.
That was the store that like you would get your, you know, your blue blow up chair.
Oh yeah. With all the matching like room accessories.
Yeah. Like that would be like in the display, you know, with like a girl sitting on it in clothes or something. Yeah. That was like the display. Yeah. That was my, I think they still have it and it's called.
They do. Justice. It's justice. Called justice now. Yeah, because my nieces went through their limited to justice phase. Okay. So then I was like, oh. I was like, here they are. All the rainbow of colors. Like, here's all. It's because it's all exactly the same. Like, yeah. The little athleisure outfits. You know, oh, I'm a cheerleader. I'm a soccer player. I'm a basketball player. I'm a dancer. Like,
yeah. I used to tell my mom, like, please get that. Which, by the way, back in the day, I mean, maybe it was that I didn't grow up, like, I mean, I would say I grew up normal, but, like, not where we could just spend money.
Yeah.
And so my mom was always, like, mindful of budgets and all that stuff. Same. So, like, limited two was, at least for our household income, was, like, pretty expensive.
No, it was. It's like a boutique-y, it's kind of like the Abercrombie, but for little girls at the time.
Yeah.
Like, graphic tees were, I don't remember specifically, but they were pricey compared to, like, what you could find at, like, Target or Kohl's or JCPenney. Like,
yeah. So I'd be like, please give me this. And my mom's like, no. And now, like, when I see girls' clothing, because I have a girl and my youngest is a girl, and I'm like, ooh, like, we're not buying that. And she's like, I want that princess dress. And I'm like, you're not wearing that. No. So now I know where my mom came from, where she was like, I'm not going to spend $35 on this trash colorful shirt.
No. 100%. Like,
so I get it. Now I'm a mom of a girl and I'm just like, no. And she's like, but please. And I'm trying to get a little bit better about, like, balancing, like, letting her pick within range. Like, I don't have to love it, but it can't be like, it can't
You're not letting her walk out of the house looking like trash. Like, she's still looking cute.
Yeah, I just can't with all this neon that's going on. The neon and the colors and the like, I don't like all the graphic tees. Like,
oh, no.
You're not going to wear My Little Pony shirt.
No. When the boys even ask for graphic tees, and I'm like, no. Like,
and I want always game
like
ones.
Mature. Yes. But that's all that the boys get, though. I mean, I could talk about, we could have a whole podcast episode just on, like, the boys' clothing department. Like,
yeah. It's dinosaurs or video games.
I'd like to speak to the CEO of all of these companies and be like, what were you thinking? Like, you think that boy moms want to put their kids in this? Like, who's wearing this? Like, but
no,
it's another episode for another day.
100%. The next hot take is we need to trash all the kids' clothes.
Yeah. Let's start over. Let's rebrand here.
Yeah. No, for sure. Well, we are coming to an end because we've already talked for 42 minutes, which was very easy, actually.
Yeah. It was.
We were very nervous about this because we felt like, okay, this is going to be, like, daunting. And then I feel like after the first few minutes, it just felt like our normal conversations.
Yeah, this is basically how our FaceTime sessions go. The only problem is I'm not doing laundry right now.
Right. So. You're not. You mean you're not in my closet while I'm, like, hanging clothes?
Yeah, like, let's go unload the dishwasher real quick. Like.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But, yeah, like, this is basically our introduction podcast episode, but stay tuned because we have lots of awesome topics to go over with you guys
here. Yes, and we will near. It's not going to be a bunch of interviews, but we're going to try to throw in some fun interviews with people that you would find interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And relatable topics or informative topics that you feel like you can take something away from, like,
yeah.
And then lots more hot takes.
Lots yes,
of juicy, spicy hot takes.
Yes, and we'll try to keep them relevant to, like, whatever's currently going on. Oh, next sure, yeah. week, we are going to talk about baby reindeer 100%. Oh, gosh.
We set aside 5 hours for baby reindeer. No, not really.
Set it aside because we have a hot take on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, help us out. Share. Follow us. Follow,
thumbs up.
I love comment, how Bailey's review. Joining in the background.
Yeah. That's my dog. This is our special guest today, guys. He doesn't have much to say, but that's Bailey.
He's cute, though. So, yeah, follow Millennial
Subscribe
Mom like, Chatter.
Yeah, Millennial Mom Chatter. You'll be able to find us on Instagram.
Yep.
And more platforms to follow.
Yes, I'm trying to get Jackie to do TikTok, so.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a hot take, too. Is TikTok going out? We'll have to figure that out.
I don't know. It was, like, really, like, a hype thing. I kept hearing about it and then haven't heard about it again.
Yeah, no one's talked about it. So, are we keeping it? I guess you have to stay tuned to see if we make a TikTok.
No, Jackie needs to make a TikTok.
Yeah, I'll make a TikTok. Gotta jump on the bandwagon. But not the barrel jeans bandwagon.
No, or the parachute. Nope.
No.
So, anyways, I hope you enjoyed it and that you got to learn a little bit about us. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah. talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.